And we lived 9 months under Hitler. One of the ideas that then finally succeeded and helped us get out was that I went to the American consulate.
Oh.
And I looked into the telephone book there in New York and looked for Zeisel.
Oh.
And I found seven Zeisels to whom I wrote. Mm-hmm. And they had a little, my knowledge of English was pretty good, but not so strong, you know, as that I understood everything. Next to the name, there were sometimes little letters. One, for instance, PLB.
Oh.
It meant, as I later on found out, plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Or GWL, you know, which mm-hmm. meant jeweler. I didn't know that.
I see.
Well, anyway, we were at that time in Baden, as mm-hmm. I told you, we had rented this villa. To give you an idea of how the situation was before we went to Baden, and even there, Eric went around, you know, the Nazi uniform at that time, everybody in sympathy with the Nazis when they were still illegal, went around very demonstratively in Vienna, which was after all the city, with Lederhosen and white, we have a name for these short stockings, you know, out of cross wool. They're called Strumpfen, you know. So Eric went everywhere with these Lederhosen and Strumpfen, this made him more unrecognizable, because he was really in mortal danger. And very often, for instance, he came to a young boy who was his student to give him the piano lesson, and the Gestapo was there just 10 minutes ago to take away the father. And, you know, the situation was there, whoever male would be there, they would take along, whether they had an order for it or not. And on the street you could be picked up, and everybody was wearing a swastika on his coat, whether he was in sympathy with the thing or not.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a protection not to be molested. But of course Eric could not wear that. That would have been, you know, punishable by death. And so he wore this uniform, and over the uniform, whether the sun was shining or not, a raincoat, because the raincoats were made out of this plastic material and you didn't like to stick a pin, and so even the Nazis themselves did not wear the swastika on the raincoats.
Mm-hmm.
So in this kind of uniform he went around in order to be unrecognizable.
Mm-hmm.
And that saved his life. Also, he had very sharp eyes, and when he saw a brown black figure, oh, I don't know how many hundred yards away, he would duck into a house entrance
mm-hmm.
in order to let them pass. And of course we had many near misses. Both brothers of Eric, Willy and Egon, were picked up and held at the Gestapo.
Mm.
And for, I don't know, 2 days, you know, and one never knew whether you came out alive.
Mm.
And it just depended whether the person handling your case was an out and out beast or somebody who had still some human instincts left.
Mm-hmm.
There were not too many there at the Gestapo headquarters. And for instance, in Baden, one day, Saturday and Sunday, friends came out to visit. And there came these two young friends of Eric from this group, which I had mentioned before, Junge Kunst, you know, young youth.
Mm-hmm.
And they were two poets. One was a very close friend of Eric, Alfred Fahrer, he's called in this country. And the other one, I forgot his name. And they read their poetry,
mm-hmm.
as was usual even in these meetings. And I still remember the poem of the one young poet. And it was pretty late when they left, and friend stayed over night with the other boy,
yes,
who was a wealthy boy. Now, in the morning, the Gestapo came to their apartment and picked up. They were there.